Before we jump into what do we expect to see this year and kind of over the next 24 months, let's kind of set the platform or the basis a little bit in terms of some longer term trends, because they're very important in terms of what we see year to year. And so we call this the new health economy, and we've got several pieces of research that we've done around this as well on the longer term trends. But there's four primary ones that we see affecting healthcare companies over the long term. One are altered funds flows. That can be anything from what's happening with MACRA and federal payments, but also how payments and funds are flowing differently from large employers as they move to more high deductible health plans, from consumers that may be paying more out of pocket, for retail health companies that are now getting some of that consumer dollar directly. We're seeing long-term trends around new care delivery models. A lot of this is driven by technology, but not all of it. And so, you know, each of us with our own smartphones has an amazing access to healthcare, both diagnostics, treatment, information, and that's changing the way that we deliver healthcare. Plus, I think there's a recognition outside of technology, this question of, are we using the right clinical mix? And so we see primary care teams, including not just physicians, but also nurses, and now nutritionists, dietitians, social workers, this recognition that we're not going to heal people just with a doctor alone. We see a realignment of existing players. A lot of that, you know, you see in the news, the horizontal integrations, you know, payers want to get larger,